This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And happy Mother's Day to all mothers out there. Hope you get to enjoy the day. Now we are on the line with Karen. We've been talking a lot about a weeping cherry that has been just isn't doing what it should be doing. And a lot of you have the same thing. It's a lot to do with weather, but right now we're looking at it and saying, what can we do to make sure that it keeps going, you know, for future here? So, you know, we talked about fertilizing and how to fertilize the best way. And so right at the end there, we kind of got cut off. But, Karen, what else can we do to help you?
I just want to make sure, should I do this like every year from now going forward?
So it's not going to harm it. It's only going to do good for it.
Okay.
Right?
So spring and fall?
Yes.
So I clip it back like early spring. That's a little bit too early for me to dig in the soil anyway. So.
Yeah. You want the ground to not be frozen.
Okay.
That's the biggest thing. Okay, yep. So, and it'll even say it right on the bag.
Oh, okay.
Do not fertilize when frozen.
Yep.
When the ground's frozen. So just.
Okay, yeah, good idea. Okay.
It'll give you that reminder at least, right?
Yeah. It'll be a good endeavor of digging. That will be fine. The other thing, I know it's a silly question and I want to let you go. You know, as a tree grows, it's really perfect. I love it. It's nice and straight. Just the way I want it, and it's kind of nice and sturdy. And what's the name of those big kind of lumpy things you get on the trunk? You know, we finally just call them like, you know, big carbuncles. That doesn't hurt the tree, right?
No, you're talking about how on like certain form it kind of just bubbles out.
Yeah, yeah.
It's usually right at the top where it's. The branches are coming out? Is that what you're...
Mine's a little bit lower. You know, like up the trunk.
Yep. So, you know, it's... I can't think of the name off the top of my head right now.
Yeah, me neither, and I just never have come across it.
But what it is it's just the way the plant is growing. Sometimes the sap flow of it will create this... it's almost like a canker, but it's
right,
not,
right?
Right? Because it's not harming the plant.
That's
right?
Mostly what I was worried about.
A lot of it is really, you know, natural.
Yep.
It's going to happen no matter what.
Okay.
It's also with weeping cherries, right? The majority of them are grafted trees.
Right. I forgot about that part.
So where the branching comes out of at the top... That's the weeping aspect of the cherry.
Oh.
And then below it, that trunk is a different type, right? It could be a cherry. It could be in that same family. It really depends I mean, they're not going through like 75 different trees, but it's, you know, it depends on the grower of what they use.
Okay.
But, you know, I wouldn't worry about it. It has a lot to do with the base of it and the plant just kind of going through its cycle. So I wouldn't worry.
Yep. No, it just gives a character. It's fine.
Yeah, really.
All right. I thank you very much.
No problem.
I'm
good luck.
I'm happy to give her as much help as she needs because it's really a nice tree.
Awesome. Well, good luck.
All right, thanks a lot.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have another call on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Pat's in New Hampshire.
Pat, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
I am out here trying to pick some lilacs before the bees get to them again. And I'm trying to get the tallest one to kind of keep the thing from not becoming a total giant. But the flowers at the top tend to be a lot smaller than some of the ones lower down.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the leaves are a little yellow, and I'm just... When I transplanted this to my other property 2 summers ago, and it got lots of plants, you know.
Yep.
Actually, I moved this one away from the house. I had to move this one away from the house.
Okay.
There's lots of flowers, but some of them are pretty small.
So I think, again, without sounding like a broken record today, I really think that a lot of it had to do with the winter. And why it's forming like that, because of the fact that, you know, some of the higher branching, as you're saying, where those buds are smaller, are easily affected when it comes to the winter months, because they're higher up where it's colder, as the cold comes down, like as a frost, right? So when the frost comes down, falls and hits on the tree, and the taller part of the tree is going to, you know, stop some of it from going lower because it just, you know, hits. And so it's the taller part is actually protecting the lower part of your plants.
Okay.
Which then, you know, those don't get as affected as much. And that's kind of what's going on with a lot of our plants right now. A lot of the plants, the lower parts of it are doing okay. It's the higher parts that get hit by the frost, which are not doing so well.
Okay.
I think that has a lot to do with it this season. I think once it is done flowering and it's done doing its thing, you know, maybe a pruning out a little bit to make it a little wider might help, so it protects a lot of the lower growth. You know, fertilization this spring is definitely something to do. You can use on a lilac a Holytone.
I have a question about that.
Yeah, sure.
Because it's not one trunk. So you've got this collection of trunks at the bottom.
Yep.
And they take up this one, probably, you know, maybe 18 to 24 inches worth of growth coming up. So how do you know how much to measure for fertilizing?
So you're going to take a look at it and you're going to, it's based on how wide, because we're going to look at it as a shrub, not a tree, right?
Yes.
So we're going to say it's going to be based off of the, I'm going to start over. Sorry. I started putting the words before I said it. Anyways, so for established plants, we're going to look at it as the shrub rate, okay?
Okay.
And on the back of the bag of Holytone, it will say, trying to pull it up here at the same time, 1 cup per foot of drip line diameter. So however wide is. So.
Wow. Okay. This
you're
going to be like 8 feet.
And that's okay. So 1 cup isn't as much as you think, right? Because when I look at, when I first started looking at it and I saw one cup, I'm like, wow, one cup, that's a, that, you know, I kind of look at it as a pound, but three cups actually equal a pound.
Okay.
So it's not as much as you think. So you say, say it's 8 feet wide, right? So that's eight cups or just about 3 pounds. So it's not as bad because you can buy a 4 pound bag of Holytone.
Sure. Right? Well, so, yeah, I bought more than that.
But that's okay. Yeah. You probably have others and you can use it again in the fall. Right? Yeah. Because it wants to be fertilized at half the rate. Right? So you can definitely do that. Another thing, if you wanted to, just to give it a boost, you could use a 10-10-10 fertilizer. Right?
Okay.
10-10-10 is like a heavy boost of everything. And that's going to give you, you know, good nitrogen, good phosphorus, good potassium amounts where it's just going to help the roots, it's going to help the shoots, it's going to help the leaves, it's going to help everything. And that one you would end up using less. So that comes in a 6 pound bag and you should be, you know, all right with it.
Okay, so
go ahead.
Yeah, that's good. I'm cutting, trying to cut flowers off the top, but I have a pruning question for you because there's a lot of anything that's not growing anything I could cut already.
Definitely. And here's the deal, right? So we're going to hit a break. Hang tight with me because pruning on that is very key to what to do, and I want to go over that with you. So hang tight. Everybody else, phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And before the break, we're talking with Pat about a lilac, right? And wasn't doing everything that we would hoped it to with large blooms, etc. So we've talked about fertilizing. And now the big question, which I know a lot of you have, is pruning. So the pruning on a lilac, we tend to try and do after it's done blooming, right? Mm-hmm. So that we can then from there say, all right, I've done everything, I've protected it, we got what we kind of wanted. I know in your case, the upper blossoms aren't as good, but
yeah.
We're working on cleaning some of that out. So there's a few things that I want you to do, and you've already talked about tipping off the tops, right?
Yeah, because I'm picking the flowers up there, because plus it's getting too tall.
So when you're doing that, you know, we're cutting the flowers, obviously.
Yeah.
But we want to come back to where our desired height is when we're tipping it off. And so what I want you to do is, when you cut back, come down to what we call in the plant a crotch. So where two branches are going out, and that branch on the top, you know, right above it, is going straight up with where the flower is. We go down to right above one of those where the branches go on either side. Okay, and you can do that all the way across on the top. Okay. At the same time, for some of the lower branches that have the flowers, you'll just deadhead those once the flowers go by, right?
Where I've never deadheaded them.
Okay.
But you're supposed to deadhead all of them.
For what you're looking to do here to kind of reshape it a little bit, to get it to that desired height, to keep it kind of uniform the way you would like, that's what you need to do this season to get it to stay that way, right? Because what will end up happening is the flower head will eventually just turn to, you know, it'll turn brown and it's not going to rot, but it's just not going to do anything for the plant. So what happens during the warm season, because, you know, it'll get into June and July when it starts to do that, where it dries out. the plant is still focusing on the flower. It's trying to figure out, like, how do I get rid of this? And it's putting energy to that area. So what we're doing is we're taking the energy away from the dead growth and we're putting it on the rest of the growth.
Okay.
Right? So that's going to help it just refill, thicken up a little bit more, and be stronger for next season. Then you're going to remove some stems from the base. And that's usually the hard one because you're like, I don't want to. Right? So you're going to look at some of the newer, shorter growth that's come out. We almost consider it sucker growth. It's not sucker growth, but like you kind of feel that way because it's just coming out of the base. So you thin it out a little bit. And now it's not one where you thin everything out all the way down to the ground. But by thinning out a few things on the base, what it's doing is letting some air into the base and letting some light. And so you fill the leaves in that area as well. Okay? You'll also look at some of the old stems and see if any of them are misshapen, if they have any disease on them. Because the older stems on these sometimes can become less productive as they get older. Right? So some of them that are, you know, 8-9 years old on those branching sometimes just aren't producing the way the others should be. So you look for that. What you'll also look for in the base is look for any of the sucker growth coming out of the base there. That's what would probably be the easier place to start other than getting rid of some of the bigger stems because it's not, you know, you feel like you're almost getting too much of the plant. But that sucker growth on the bottom, you'll be able to tell because it comes right out from the side of the major branching and then like just kind of does a 90 degree angle straight up.
Okay.
That's considered sucker growth. Those are water sprouts, so it's taking water away from the rest of the plant, right? So thinning some of those out is going to help that lilac be more productive in the next couple years as well. Okay,
that music fact, that anything that seems like it's not growing, anything that seems dead, I could take any time?
Yeah, anything that's dead, any time, because it's not going to help. Okay,
thank you.
Yeah. All right, Pat, have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, I'm your bio-advanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from bio-advanced science-based solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the seasons. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
USA News Update. Authorities say one person has died, 10 others injured from an EF1 tornado that touched down in South Texas early yesterday with wind speeds between 86 and 105 miles per hour. A rare heat wave expected to bring 90-degree temperatures to the Pacific Northwest today. Both Portland and Seattle are forecast to hit 90 degrees. The future CEO of Twitter, Linda Yaccarino, tweeting her thanks to Elon Musk, saying she's long been inspired by his vision to create a brighter future. Britney Spears says she's done giving concerts.
TMZ reports that although the singer is in the planning stages of a recording comeback, tours or residencies aren't going to happen. Sources say Britney has no interest in going back on stage, and the pressures of rehearsals, performances, choreography, and travel is simply too much for her.
Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. You have a couple calls on the line, so Nathan, who's up next?
Jan is in New Hampshire.
Jan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. Yeah, I have a few questions.
Sure.
First of all, I have, I believe what's over my leech field, my lawn just doesn't grow. It means little patchy stuff, but it's always been like that. And I have done almost everything, like throw loam over it and reseed. It looks great for a while. Then it comes back, it dies. And the dirt there is kind of like powdery. Even though I, you know, put loam down a few years ago, it comes back like powdery, and I'm wondering if that's a result of the leach field. And I have the septic pumped all the time, so it's not.
Yeah.
I know it's not that.
Gotcha. Now, so it could be, right? A lot of times with a leach field, you notice that the grass, it turns like a deeper green usually. In those areas, and it works out a little bit just because of what it is. So have you had a soil test done at all?
No.
Okay. I would highly recommend you get a soil test done, because what it's going to do is it's going to help us understand what else could be going on there, because I wouldn't be surprised if there is something else as part of this, because honestly, leach field usually does something a little bit different to it. That's where, that's why I'm wanting you to do that. That being said, when you put the loom down each year, you know, how thick are you putting it, would you say?
Well, I don't do it every year, but I did it 1 year. And I put it down, I think, maybe 2 or 3 inches.
Okay.
Because it's only the patch. It's right in the high sun, and it's a patch that's about, I want to say, 20 by 10, maybe.
Okay. So, basically what I'm looking at here is, I know you need to do the soil test, but I want you to not only add more loom, I want you to add a compost to it if you can.
Okay.
So a 20 by 10 is, we're going to call it 200 square feet, which is, because that's what it is. I hate to just say, sorry.
Okay.
So 200 square feet. If we're looking to add 2 to 3 inches of, you're going to need about 2 yards of this.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So what I would look at is a local, if you're going to a local garden center, if they're going to deliver it to you or if you're going to pick it up, see if they can or if they have a product that has compost and loom together.
Okay.
Right? If not, if they deliver, see if they can put 1 yard of loom and 1 yard of compost in the same truck. And then when they dump it, it mixes a little bit. Because what I'm looking for you to do is add something to enrich the soil there, right?
Okay.
Because it seems like that every year when we have, like, the drought, it turns the soil into powder because of the fact that it's not a lot of actual dirt, right? There's not a lot of heavy organic material, okay? So what I'm thinking for you is adding that organic material helps the longevity of the lawn. So when you do a soil test, it's going to tell you right on there how much of the organic matter, and it might just say OM for organic matter, is. And organic matter being high is a great thing for lawns. It's going to allow the nutrients to go where they need to go in the lawn. It's going to help feed the lawn throughout the season. So I think that's one way to do it. What I also think you could do is once you find that soil test and get that soil test done, right, I think you'll be able to see if there's anything else going on. What I might suggest is to see at like a UMass extension or a UNH extension, they'll do the soil tests. See if they do a heavy metal test as well, right? Because that they can do it all at the same time with that pH test, with that soil test. See if anything else is in it. I don't think there is, but I think because of the leach field, everything that's going on, there could be a lot of trapped nutrients. There could be, you know, you've probably worked on doing things a number of times. You've put fertilizer down, you've done all these things, and it just hasn't changed, which to me signals there's probably trapped nutrients in there, which means we need to do a little bit more with something along the lines of like a fast-acting gypsum, which would be, you know, you could, with natural alternative, they have a product called sulfur. Sulfur is basically a fast-acting gypsum. And what it does is it helps break down the trap nutrients that are in the soil, breaks down that area, allows the nutrients that you keep putting down over the lawn to go where they need to go. Because sometimes, especially around a leach field, it might have been compacted at one point. They did some work there, so obviously it's not as good of a soil use sometimes. It's also leaching out, if you will. Where the nutrients aren't there. So that could be part of it. So I think that, you know, step one is the soil test. But I think in the meantime, you could, you know, add something like the compost loom mixture to give it some good nutrients and then continue feeding it like you normally would.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep, that's great. Thank you. Now, my other question is, about the lawn around it, it's full of dandelions. And I'm not sure if I should use a weed feed or something to kill these because on the other side of my house, I just planted a new lawn, and I don't want the dandelions to transfer over there.
Yep, no, definitely understand. So is there a separation between the two lawns? Like where the newly planted lawn, is there a break or is it all kind of connected in essence?
It's kind of connected. It goes along in the back and then I have some more in the front, but it's the back lawn that I'm worried about because we had some building done, and it got all dug up, and then the landscaper came in, put down a lawn, and it looks beautiful, but then I have all these dandelions on the old lawn that's kind of just runs into each other.
So here's my concern, right? If you read the fine details on the back of a weed and feed bag, it actually says, do not put over newly seeded lawns. So that's where I get concerned for you, right?
Well, I know where the new lawn begins.
So, yeah. So what I would want you to do is kind of give it like a, you know, depending upon, you probably, do you have a broadcast spreader, one that kind of just shoots it out?
Yes.
Okay. So what I want you to kind of do is see how far the pellets kind of shoot out.
Mm-hmm.
And try to give yourself like a 5 to 10 foot barrier between the new lawn and the old lawn. Right? Because if you put some of that weed and feed into the new area, it might hurt the new seedlings or any seedlings that are starting to come up behind it. So I just want to protect that new lawn because you've done work, you've put all this new stuff in there. I don't want it to hurt it. Whereas the rest of it, weed and feed would be fine. Right?
Perfect. Okay. So that'll take care of those dandelions.
Yeah.
Just any weed and feed, or is there one that you'd prefer? Or
you know, when it comes to weed and feed, I always look to Jonathan Green myself. I just know what's in there. I it's one of the products that where I work at Mahoney's, we sell. And so I have some good background with it. So that's where I head to. But really, anything that's got the weed and feed is going to be beneficial for you. They all are pretty formulated pretty closely. They've got a lot of the same active ingredients. It's just a different bag, right?
Excellent.
So that's what I would do. Just make sure you do it on the old lawn. The new lawn, one thing I would suggest doing to help make sure that the weeds don't come through is if you've already had some success with the seed coming in, go back over that area with, you know, about a quarter to half the rate of seed that you put down this spring to thicken up the lawn. Because the best way that is the most organic way to keep weeds out of a lawn is a thicker lawn. And I know you already put seed down and you started it this spring, but adding more to it will get some of those patches that you might have, that might just come up naturally. And what it'll also do is just fill in behind some of those areas. So you're getting another germination rate, so it's a thicker lawn. Because the goal is to get that thick carpet-like, because then the weeds have a hard time infiltrating, and it's going to help keep those dandelions away as well.
Excellent.
Okay.
I will do that. Thank you so much. I appreciate all your help. And I wrote down all the information about the lilacs because that was my other question. But you already went over that, and I got notes on that. So thank you so much. You've helped
Perfect.
So much.
Perfect. Awesome.
Well, years.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad we can help. And, you know, a lot of people have the same things going on. I'm noticing I'm having the same issues in my house as everybody else is calling about. And I'm like, oh, man, it's all the same out there. So I love talking about it. I love being able to help you guys out. So I'm glad we could do that for you.
Well, I appreciate it. And I appreciated your dad also. I mean, I've been listening for years, literally.
Awesome.
So.
Well, thank you so much.
And tell your mom, we all said happy Mother's Day.
I will. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, we got a couple calls. We're going to bring on the next call and just introduce and take the question. Then we will have to hit a break. But so, Nathan, who's up next?
Dorothy's in Maine.
Dorothy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hello, Patrick.
Good morning.
Good morning. Patrick, I have a problem. I have I had two beautiful crab apples, cardinal crab apples, And I'm afraid they're dying on me. I have very few blossoms and lots of dead branches. Mm-hmm. And it also looks like some of the bark has been eaten away by maybe an insect. I don't know if they can be saved or not.
Now, my question for the bark first is it kind of split? Is
no,
there like a split on
it? Like
okay.
It's just eaten away, sort of.
Now, is it eaten away on the base or is it throughout?
Pretty much throughout. Mostly the top, the middle and the top.
Okay. So here's what we're going to do. I have to hit a break. When we get back, we'll go over that because I'm noticing this a lot on a lot of crab apples and trees in general this year. So hang tight. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
This summer, don't let the ground-feeding insects create a problem in your garden. Use the new and all-natural bug and slug killer from Bonide. And say goodbye to cutworms, earwigs, slugs, and snails, along with 60 other common garden pests. Also new and all-natural from Bonide is Captain Jack. Which spinosad? Destroy all those caterpillars in your garden, along with tomato hornworms, borers, leaf miner. That's Captain Jack. It's all-natural.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We should have another call on the line, so we'll get into that. Nathan, who's up next? All right.
Dorothy's still connected.
Oh, geez, I'm sorry. Dorothy, my bad. You have some more questions for us. You were asking a question. I just went into a different mindset. I apologize.
Oh, okay. My crab apples look like they're dying. Yes.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. So, what I want you to do on some of the branching that doesn't look so great, I want you to scratch the bark if you can. See if behind it there's green or if it's brown, right? If it is brown, it's not doing well. If it's brown, it's dead, usually, right? Or if it's green, it is definitely viable and can come back for you. It's just taking a little bit of time, right? Because this winter, when we had that deep cold, in, I think it was like mid to end of January, where it got into the negatives, where I remember Mount Washington had a record low that like weekend that we had.
Minus 11. Yeah. Very bad. Yeah.
A lot of our plants are not used to that. They're not used to the cold. So what happened is it kind of hit them pretty hard. And then like a month and a half later, we got really warm weather just out of nowhere for like 2 to 3 days. So our plants started to wake up. They started to, the root system was starting to send, you know, signals to the rest of the plant saying, all right, it's spring. Let's start getting going. And it started to flow the nutrients and everything to the plant. But then we had our weather shift back to cold again. And so our plants are in such shock that because the nutrients are flowing, it stops it, shocks the plant, and can almost kill it. So the way the weather happened didn't do our plants any favors. So that's why I want you to scratch the bark to see which branches are viable and which are not. You know, it's just a little, you know, take your thumbnail, scratch it. You'll be able to see what's there. Now, for the dead growth that you know is dead, you can kind of tell because the branching is almost a different color. Those you can cut right out, right? We want to cut dead growth out anyways so that your plant doesn't focus on the dead areas. It focuses on the rest of the tree. We also want to thin it out a little bit anyways, where some of the cross branches, some of the sucker growth, those types of things we want to clear out. And the sucker growth can come from the base or can come from the sides of the trunk, where what happens is it just comes out like a half an inch and then takes a 90 degree turn straight up. That is considered a sucker and it's a water sprout. And what it does is it takes water away from the rest of the plant as well. So we're thinning it out. On top of that, I want you to use a product from Espoma called Tree Tone. Okay, so Tree Tone is fertilizer where we would use in the spring and in the fall. Now, it would depend, the amount that you need to use depends on how big the trunk is at 4 feet high. So, the crab apple's been there a number of years, you said?
Oh, yes, about 15 or so.
Okay, so it's probably got a trunk that's about 4 to 6 inches thick, I'd say.
Oh, right? Probably, yeah, probably more than that.
Okay, so if it's over that, you use 6 pounds per inch of tree, of the caliper or the diameter, right? So say it's 6 inches, just for the ease of math. 6 inches, you're using 6 pounds per inch. So you're going to need to have 36 pounds of fertilizer for that one, for one tree.
Oh, wow.
Right? But because of the winter we've had, the drought that we had last year, honestly, it's only going to help the plant to do it. And I, you know, it's not something that you're going to have to do every single year because it is well established, but it's only going to help you. Okay? Now, I have to hit a break. If you have more questions, I want you to hang tight, and I won't forget about you this time. I apologize for that. So we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.